So that was Valerie, first by the Zootons, and then by Amy Winehouse, produced by Mark Ronson. Great pair. And I like the, personally, I like that, so the Zootons is usually like my, I would say my more usual speed of the kind of alternative rock kind of deal, which I really like, but I've heard that original version actually way after I heard the Valerie version, which is, I think, the case for most people. But both are great tunes.
Amy just won Best Documentary Film.
Oh, cool.
In the Oscars last night.
Yeah. My dad was just talking about it this weekend. My parents just watched it.
It was Here's a, another quite the tearjerker
about the Oscars. This day, February 29th, in 1940, I'm reading right now. Hattie McDaniel won Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in Gone with the Wind. So she was the first black actor ever to win an Oscar. Particularly interesting fact, given the controversy surrounding the Oscar this year.
Very interesting.
Just sharing news. Anyway.
Sharing some news.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
Too much chit chat.
Too much, yeah.
Okay, you know what? We have gotten no callers tonight, which I find That's to be true. Interesting because we had about 6 callers last week.
And it's 11:01 p.m., and you're listening to WMFO Medford. And that means we've been on the air for an hour with no callers. It's a true.
I love the Beyonce.
Sorry, I don't know if everyone heard that because I didn't quite have the volume turned. I'll play it again.
Okay.
Wow. Ooh, I feel like I'm there.
Can you play
Surfboard?
There it is.
If you don't call in, we're going to keep this up.
Oh, also, I do have news and update about the contest we just had. Anna did not guess correctly. Anna thought I was going to play Free Fallen by Tom Petty and John Mayer.
Well, it's
I don't know,
by
Anna.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Well, sorry. Yeah. And John Mayer covers it. She thought that's the pair I was going to go for. So are those your favorite songs, Anna?
Ask me another question.
Was that a yes or a no?
No.
Do you have anything else to say to me?
I think you're having too much fun.
Good. What is your favorite candy? Is there one? I don't know.
That was good. I thought that I may have had a caller or song request or something, but it's just Bubble Cloud Planet telling me I have a free spin on the wheel.
I'm out of control.
You are out of control. I think we might need to play another song to stop you.
Surfboard.
I wish I was Beyonce.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's just all have a moment where we...
Moment of silence for all the girls out there who wish they were Beyonce. Including us.
Wow, I wish that sound bit went a little longer. It cut it off. Anyway, back to the music.
Okay, so next, I'm going to play 2 songs. Surprise, surprise. The first is by Band of Horses. The second is by Kid Cudi, because I don't know if I mentioned, but I went to his concert a couple weeks ago.
Whoa. You did not mention. Oh, yeah, you did mention. Like
I think I mentioned,
ago.
Yes. It was fun. He's still, I think, a little off, but...
The concert. He hurt his throat, right?
I think he had some mental issues happening that caused him to cancel his tour. But the performance in Boston was really fun. There weren't that many people there, which is sad, but we got really close. It was in the House of Blues.
Wow.
And we were on the floor, so we were pretty close.
He was so big in high school.
I know. That's the thing. It's like I feel like part of the reason I wanted to go is because it reminds me of high school.
Yeah.
So, it was fun though. So anyway, we're gonna play these 2 songs now, and I hope you enjoy them.
Give me some.
I was so ready for that full song.
Sometimes I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today, the last thing you remember won't be about some apple bottom jeans with the boots with the fur. Maybe how I dream of being free since my birth. Cursed, but the demons I confronted with the spurs. Spurs. Have you ever heard of some shit so real? From the heart, from the soul, you can feel. And if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. But please don't cry, just know that I have made these songs for you. And if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. 'Cause I'm ready.
never catch it, even if I got a head start. God, please tell me I am feeling so a long way. I don't need to worry, cause I know the world will feel this, nigga. Blessing in disguise, but I am not hiding who I am. Open your eyes, bruh. If I ever met you, I appreciate the love, yo. Girls that I dated, it's okay, I am not mad, yo. Unless you stab me in the heart, no love, ho. This shit is so ill. Play it back from the top if you recognize real. And if I die, I pray the Lord my soul to take. But please don't cry, just know that I have made these songs for you. And if I die before I wait, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Cause I'm ready for a funeral. And if I die,
so that was, as I said, The Funeral by Band of Horses, and then The Prayer by Kid Cudi, very obvious sample once again.
How do you think your feelings about Kid Cudi have changed since high school, if at all?
I think it's more nostalgic now, so I don't know. I don't know. It comes in waves.
Definitely.
It's not like my favorite artist of all time or anything, but the concert was fun.
Yeah. It's funny thinking back to high school, and I feel like there was a subset of artists who I thought I like, you know, thought like you just got really into and like felt really deep in high school.
Hey,
and
then Kid listening Cudi to them now is really deep.
That's funny because that's what Green Day was for me in middle school.
Yeah.
And like whenever I hear Green Day now, I just like picture myself in eighth grade thinking it was like so
real.
There was this girl in my sixth grade science class named Priscilla Wiggins who had a Green Day binder or folder. I don't remember. And it just had Billy Joel Armstrong right in
front. Oh, wow. A collar. Oh, yes,
we have a collar.
Thank God.
I've totally got this.
We're going to get so good at answering phone calls.
Hello, you're on air.
Hello. I'm calling in to talk about Kid Cudi real quick.
Great.
All right, what's your take?
Let me tell you, Kid Cudi is one of the greatest artists of our time.
Really?
I think that while he has sort of been something of a slump recently, it would be a huge oversight to overlook, you know, his overwork.
All right. I definitely agree.
Sorry, I'm out of control. I agree. I really enjoyed that song.
That song. Listening to.
What's your favorite Kid Cudi song?
Oof, there's so many. But were I to have to choose, I would probably go ahead and say Simple As.
All right. Well,
that's a good one.
We'll see if we can get that lined up for you.
I do have a whole Kid Cudi playlist on this Spotify.
Maybe that should be the new theme of the show.
Kid Cudi. I don't know if that's allowed.
Man on the Moon was a pretty amazing, amazing album.
Yes. Man on the Moon could be a good theme.
It could be a good theme.
We could play space-themed songs.
Man on the Moon 2, Erase Me, is one of my favorites.
I'm a big fan of Cudi's Own.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, this is something I am embarrassed to admit and not proud of, but Erase Me was like the song that I most
I really like that. I know. I just saw it and it really spoke to me.
It's really catchy. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, I wouldn't say it's good, but it's very catchy. But I suppose, you know, what makes music good? Maybe being catchy.
Caller, would you like to sing a short sample of Simple As for us?
How about that? I have a question, actually, for Laura about the show of the Kid Cudi variety that she went to. Did he play Erase Me?
He did.
Ooh. Was it life-changing?
I would say so, yes. There was a lot of, you know, one of those moments where the whole audience sings along. So, pretty powerful. His set was really cool, too. It was kind of like garden weird lights themed, which seemed weird, but it really worked.
Garden party with Kid Cudi.
Yeah, garden party with Kid Cudi.
Wow.
It definitely added to the ambiance.
I'm realizing I'm on Kid Cudi's Spotify page. I totally missed the album from 2015.
All right, well, maybe next week we'll do a Kid Cudi-themed week, and we can play exactly four songs
per hour.
Yeah, we can play exactly four songs by him, but, you know.
I like the Man on the Moon theme idea, because that could extend to a lot of other artists.
We can make it work.
So, caller, do you have any leap year questions or facts to share with us?
Question about leap year. Something happens on leap year, does it really happen in real life, or is it like, does this day just not really, like, can I do anything and it won't matter,
like that extra hour of daylight savings today, time,
you know? And
I'm gonna say yes,
probably.
And the
so
next
does that test not exist is the question.
Unfortunately, I think the test does exist, but you could probably pretend it doesn't pretty easily.
I think you have the next 43 minutes to just go crazy.
Yeah, I would say so.
What would you do for 45 minutes if it just was erased from time?
Well, it's like that when you fall back and it's like all of a sudden 2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m. and it's like what you did in that hour just didn't even happen. But instead, it's the last hour of the leap year. Leap day.
We were discussing earlier how now that it's a leap year, so we should really be celebrating every day.
Yeah, so all of 2016, you can say, it's leap year, go crazy. Even
Here
if it's not leap day.
Take most of it.
Yeah.
This caller has to go.
None of your tests exist in 2016.
All right, caller. Happy leap year. Happy leap day.
You too.
Thanks.
Good study, huh?
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See how fun calling in is, everyone?
He just sounded stoked.
That could be you.
You could share your opinions with the masses. And by the masses, we mean how many people are listening?
Seven
wow, people. So 10 whole
online
people.
And countless thousands.
On the radio waves.
Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
All right.
Well, then.
What if we play music, and then we'll see if people listen more or less after
Here we go.
Stop
we have been
talking
a lot. Yeah. All right. This is exactly the direction I want to take this in. So.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you? thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me.
Survive, Gloria Gaynor, followed by I Will Survive, Cake, going down the cover route. That just made me want to listen to a bunch of Cake.
Yeah.
I love
That's cake. What always happens.
I wonder if like, your friend had cake today.
Every time we played.
For her birthday.
Probably we did bring her an apple pie to rehearsal.
Yay.
Because we had a freshman trick-turn it from Hodgdon, and, well, I guess trick-turning doesn't exist, but
rest
get it from Hodgdon.
Peace.
And by the time they went, the only flavors were, like, orange. Something very weird involving the flavor orange was the only cake.
Hmm.
So we went with apple pie. It was a big success.
Yum.
That sounds great.
It reminds me of freshman year. Whenever there would be carrot cake, we would try to snag it.
Oh, yeah.
Carrot cake
we would
so
like combine.
Good.
Yeah, combine swipes.
Swipes.
Carrot cake, not the same as orange cake.
No. It was, in fact, I want to look at the kind it was because I had never heard of it before.
It I was had very carrots for lunch.
Mmm. it was orange.
Just thought I'd share.
Sour cream orange cake.
Whoa. I feel like that would either be awesome or not.
Yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. We didn't want to risk it.
I saw a great recipe for olive oil blood orange cake.
Interesting. Which, my dad, I feel like, would love that. Olive oil, blood orange.
Hint, hint. Wink, wink.
Two things that my family enjoys a lot.
Hmm.
I love olive oil.
Do you think
oil.
There's a band called Pie?
Probably.
Most likely.
Probably.
Well, are they on Spotify?
All of the good bands' names are taken.
Pie.
So.
Seriously, where Artists. Are we going to be in 100 years?
True.
I don't know.
Well, Charlotte, take us leaping through the years and play us another pair of songs.
Okay. I'm going to get us pumped up a little bit here.
Okay, because I was about to suggest Fleetwood Mac. But you pump us up, because I feel like Fleetwood Mac and the Dixie Chicks is different.
That's what I was going to play next.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll do that next then. We'll pump up and then turn down.
Yeah.
Pump me up.
All right. The first one isn't even... Okay, whatever. I'm just going to play the music and stop talking about it and start doing.
Great.
Yes, 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 yes. Action.
I forgot about the Broad City one, so I thought I would.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
We're making technological moves.
Can't hold. A sea was storming inside of me. Yeah.
We just listened to?
We just listened to Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, and then the Kygo remix of said song. Kygo, big remixer these days.
Tropical House.
As they call him.
Remixer.
Yeah. Tropical House is what the kids are listening to these days. For all of you older and or maybe just less hip, even if you're young people out there, Tropical House.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Wow. Real trendsetters here at the Ozone Hour. The Ozone Hour 2.
Oh, yeah, we still haven't figured that out.
Because our show used to just be an hour long, and we were called the Ozone Hour, but now it's 2 hours.
What if we just split and have two different shows, one for the first hour and one for the second hour, and they'll just have different names, we'll have different personas. One of them, Flo Rida, will definitely be on one of them.
Okay. Yeah, but probably not both. That would just be
so I have
much.
To come up with an alternate name, is
yeah.
what you're saying?
So what I'm thinking is we have one that's maybe Charlotte, Anna, and Flora, and then we have one where you and I need to think up alternative names.
You can be Shark Attack. Oh, a caller.
Ooh, I hope it's our special guest.
Hello, you're on air.
Hello. Hello. Is this Jessie calling?
Yeah.
Our special guest, Leap Year Baby.
Wow.
What is it like to be born on the leap year?
Totally sad.
Really sad?
Birthday sometimes. I'm a little bit annoying because people always ask me questions. I don't understand what dividing by four means. But other than that, it's the same as a normal birthday.
On a normal year, do you celebrate on February 28th or March 1st?
Whenever my mom gets her act together, usually. Or whichever one's the weekend.
Mm, yes, that's some nice flexibility, actually.
Mm.
Yes, I think I know some people, I know some strong Februarians.
Right.
Or,
some people who have strong feelings one way or the other.
But you just kind of go with the flow.
Yes, precisely.
That's probably a good way to live. Yeah. I was reading about the leap year, and it mentioned that in 2008, Martha Stewart had leap year babies in the audience, and I was wondering if you perhaps had experience with that.
I was there at the Martha Stewart show.
How was it?
I got to miss it in the sixth grade.
That is nice. That is nice.
Did you meet other people who also had leap year birthdays and get to bond with them?
I went with one of my friends from home who has the same birthday as me, but some of the people in the audience were like really passionate leap year babies. There was this one family who, like, I think they had three generations born on leap year because they would like plan.
I was gonna say, what are the chances?
They would plan it out to try and beat some sort of record, but yeah, it was a pretty chill day.
How is Martha Stewart?
She's all right. She puts on a good face for the camera, you know?
Well, I guess she's got to.
But you, as a leap year baby, got to see behind the scenes Martha Stewart.
This is the real jailbird Martha.
Wow. What an experience.
So do you feel like today was better than other birthdays because you had a real day, or does it not really make a difference in your life?
Doesn't really make a huge difference to me, but I don't know if I'm, that's not a really exciting answer, so yeah.
Thanks for pandering to our fans.
Yeah, if you could say one thing to all the listeners right now, what would you say?
Don't have your kid on a leap year, because I've heard some countries are trying to do away with it.
Oh, God. Yeah, what would that mean?
I don't know.
You'd be stuck in time.
Some countries try and get, or like apparently some parents try and get doctors. They pay them off to fudge a birth certificate.
I did see that online today.
Wow.
What about like when you turn 21 next year? You have to wait till March first.
I don't know. I read this article today that someone sent me about this guy, and a bartender turned him around and said, come back tomorrow. But I don't think it will really make a huge difference for me, you know?
Yeah, probably not. Anyway.
Okay.
Are there any other thoughts you want to share on air?
I think that's about all I could think of.
Do you like the game Leapfrog?
Like where you hop over your friend's back?
Yeah.
I guess.
I just was wondering, because it's another leap-themed thing.
Oh, sure.
I know you like leaping.
Yeah, of course.
Don't we all? Anyway.
Who doesn't?
You're right.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, happy birthday. You're now radio famous. That's really the best birthday present story that we can give you.
Shout out to the homies.
Yes, great.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Thanks
happy
for calling.
Birthday. Wow. The real deal.
The real deal. I promise an interview.
Flora is an excellent investigative reporter.
Anyway, before we play another song, I'm going to do a quick public service announcement. Today I swabbed my cheeks to add myself to the bone marrow donation registry.
I'm in the registry as well.
Which you can do if you haven't in the campus center, I think, other times this week as well.
I have not done that.
Pretty easy. And
important.
Yes, and speaking of important, signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplant. Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. Oh, God. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you and you're not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. Mm.
And while you're at it, you should donate blood, too.
Yeah.
Public service announcement from me to you.
Maybe next week I'll play a song. It's called Please Don't Bury Me by John Prine, and it's about, well, it's not about organ donation, but it might as well be. It's about how he's gonna give up all his different organs to other people. It's a good old classic folk song.
Classic folk song.
But we'll save it for another time.
Yes, and although organ donation is important, I hope you don't feel too pressured by my public service announcement.
Just a radio genius over here.
Yes.
Mic like like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit the bullseye, the kid don't play. And if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice.
Ice, ice, baby,
baby. Word to your mother.
Too cold. Well, it is 11:57 p.m. and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio Station, coming at you in the last 2 minutes of the leap year.
Wow, what are we gonna do?
The leap day.
This is a lot of pressure on me to play the last song of the leap year.
Yeah. What will you play?
Oh man, I feel like now I need to revise my initial choice. I was gonna go for the Paul Abdul J. Cole pair. No, I'm kidding. I guess I'll leave us with this one last song. So here we go.
Good night, this is everyone.
Ben the Ozone Hour. Have a good night.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mind. should get her off the street.